This episode of the National Baseball Podcast is dedicated to the memory of Robin Roberts and Ernie Harwell.
This is the National Baseball Podcast. With your hosts, Peter Andrews and Shane Braid.
It's a sad week around baseball this week, Shane.
This is a sad week.
Robin Roberts, of course, longtime Philadelphia Phillies great. Also pitched for the original Wilmington Blue Rocks. So lots of local ties for him. And obviously Ernie Harwell, one of the great Flyers. One of the great Tigers broadcasters of all time. Longtime Tigers broadcaster. So, but the baseball still goes on, despite that happening. Lots of exciting stuff from Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Right. But first, taking about 3-4 minutes of the podcast, I got some quiz questions for Peter. I want to see, this might help you more in your fantasy element. And we're going to see how much we can stump Peter with this. I'm going to ask you, Peter, at the top, in terms of, you know how you calculate rotisserie dollar values, top catchers in each league. Any guesses? It's going to be fun, I can tell right now.
Is Varitek up there in the AL?
Varitek's your surprise player at $14. Now, yeah. Speaking of that, how much do you think Victor Martinez has garnered?
Six.
Exactly, $6. Jace Varitek, $8 more value. I'm not sure how that goes. No, it's Jorge Posada with 21, but the NL, $20 for Miguel Olivo, your leading catcher in the National League at this point, fantasy-wise.
He's having an excellent season, Miguel Olivo.
And the power, Chris Ionette in the minors, definitely something to watch there. First base, I think this one's pretty easy.
Albert Pujols.
Pujols in the NL, 34, and in the AL, your home run leader, Paul Konerko. But Mark Teixeira's only got $5 because he's hitting like 120.
Yeah, he's having a bad year.
Adam LaRoche, you want to guess how much he's at?
Seven.
$23.
No way.
Yeah, Adam LaRoche, not off to a slow start like usual. Obviously, we all know about the insanely hot start of Robinson Cano, $41, hitting .441 with 6 homers on the road, which is unusual. Not a Yankee Stadium Field thing. Kelly Johnson's $33.
No one would have predicted that to start the season.
Only other AL second baseman more than $20 besides Cano?
It's not Pedroia.
It is Pedroia with $30. But other than that, no one.
Yeah. It's not AL second base. Not a deep position.
Fair. Completely bare.
It's Cano versus Pedroia for that all-star start.
Yes. Now, can you name the shortstops, leading shortstops?
I really don't know.
Derek Jeter at 30, but here's one that's going to surprise you. Chicago Cubs.
Really?
Ryan Terrio at 26. Rafael Furcal at 25. Alex Gonzalez at 29 in the AL.
That's because he's hitting a lot of home runs.
Hanley Ramirez only has $15.
Yeah?
Yeah, Hanley Ramirez not off to the best of starts. Third base, 8 players in the NL over $20 in value, led by David Wright.
Is one of them Pablo Sandoval?
One of them is Pablo Sandoval.
And is
Placido Blanco as well. Blanco. In the AL, it's Evan Longoria at 35, news number 2.
I have no idea.
Alberto Callaspo.
Wow.
$22.
We were making fun of him at the start of the year.
Yeah, $20. A-Rod is fifth, $16, behind Miguel Tejada as well. Outfielders, not too much of a surprise here. If I'll give you first 5, can you name the 6th one? It's from the NL. Vernon Wells at 35. Nelson Cruz is on DL at 34. Carl Crawford at 32. Ryan Braun at 42. Matt Kemp at 35. He's on your team, 3rd in the NL.
It's not McCutcheon, is it?
Andrew McCutcheon.
McCutcheon.
$33 in value. Very nice start for him. If you want to go starters, you would never get this if you went AL starters.
I have no idea, Shane.
I have 2 of them and I had 3. Liriano at 29. Francisco Liriano is your number 1 starter in AL. John Danks, Matt Garza, and Ricky Romero. Romero just got shelled. Didn't include those stats here. Roy Halladay, Barry Zito, Ubaldo Jimenez, Tim Lincecum in reverse order. So that's 4-1. Name the top 2 relief pitchers in value in the NL. This is the last one I'm going to give you.
I know Carlos Marmol's having a good season.
He is, but these are 2 people we said might not have jobs.
Well, who are they then, Shane?
Matt Capps at $20.
Right.
And Leo Nunez at 19.
That's wonderful.
It is wonderful. Mariano Rivera and Kevin Gregg are AL, since I figured I shouldn't leave the only thing off.
Of course, the important thing to keep in mind is that a lot of times, rotisserie values and actual baseball values not necessarily the same thing.
Right, because Matt Kemp has been yelled at by Ned Coletti for not hustling, not playing, yet number 2 NL outfielder.
Yeah, and a lot of these teams have a lot of good players, but haven't been able to translate that into success on the field. Let's get started. Let's talk about the big games from Tuesday, starting with Cardinals and the Phillies played a barn burner of a series, four-game series. Phils took three of these games. But on Tuesday, it was 2-1, pitcher's duel between Adam Wainwright and Cole Hamels. And then it's Carlos Chuchruiz, who's hitting like 314 right now, wins the game with a walk-off home run in the 10th inning.
Walk-off home run for Ruiz off of Blake Hawksworth, who had been pitching very well. High batting average against low ERA. Ruiz gets a walk-off first loss for Hawksworth, second win for Jose Contreras. David Freese, another hit in this one. It was a double. 8-game hitting streak, hitting 519.
Yeah, from a Phillies fan perspective, seeing Cole Hamels pitch 8 strong innings is a good thing. Another fan runs on the field in this one. A lot that they said it threw off Hamels a little bit because he allowed back-to-back doubles in the top of the ninth to cough
mental,
up the lead.
Mental toughness mental of a 4-year-old.
But Adam Wainwright pitched well, too. He is having a terrific year. His ERA under 2.
Yeah, 8 innings, 1 run, struck out 6.
And also a triple for Raul Ibanez in this game, which he was eventually knocked in by Carlos Ruiz. Ruiz actually, among NL catchers, he's having a really good start to the year. He's hitting over 300 for the first time in his career, as far as I know.
Yeah, 314, 9 ribbies, 10 runs scored, and does have that one home run.
Let's talk about the Mets and the Reds. Mets took a little bit on the chin from the Phillies this weekend. They come back. They win this game to stop a 3-game slide on Tuesday against the Reds. It was 5-4 Mets in Cincinnati.
Yeah, Mets win this one. Game-winning home run from Rod Barajas, who now has 7 home runs.
That's not going to continue. He's hitting 231, so he's not. This isn't something that we should look to be consistent.
He has more home runs than David Wright, who only has 6, and he's your leading NL third baseman.
Bronson Arroyo does pitch 7 good innings for the Reds in this one. Francisco Cordero takes
it. He gave up 4 runs, dog.
Yeah, but 7 innings.
Yeah, but that's not a quality start. That's an ERA, what, 5.5?
No, not through 7 innings. It's like 4 something.
Well, we're going to do some math here.
All right, well, you do some math while we talk about Francisco Cordero, who gets a loss in this one. He falls to 1-2. He allows the critical run in the ninth to Rod Barajas. After Cincinnati claws back 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th on solo homers for Joey Votto and Scott Rolen off Francisco Nieve. Fernando Nieve? Francisco Nieve.
Fernando Nieve.
I stand corrected, because it's Francisco Rodriguez and Francisco Cordero.
Okay, I've no idea how to do math on this one. I'm going to tell my mind, because I'm trying to listen to you and then figure out how to calculate ERA. It's not working.
Brandon Phillips also hits home run in this game. David Wright, his 6th in the game for the Mets.
All right. We're moving on, but it's not 4 and change. It's got to be 5.
Crazy game. The Giants are on the East Coast taking on the Marlins. The Giants end up winning this one 9-6. Not something you would have expected from the star from Tim Lincecum. He struck out 13.
Yeah. Problem was this game went 12 innings, and there was a problem in the Marlins bullpen because Burke Badenhop pitched, and he's 0-3.
Yeah. Sergio Romo blows it for the Giants in the 8th inning. Giants are up heading into the bottom of the 8th, 5-3, and Dan Uggla hits a 3-run homer in the 8th to take the lead, but then Aaron Rowan ties it in the 9th, 2 run-scoring plays in the 12th, including a hit-by-pitch on Nate Shireholtz.
He's having a great year,
yeah,
by
he
the
is.
Way.
Not someone I would have expected, and so San Francisco wins it in front of 13,000 in Florida.
Yeah, really small crowd, a little bit disappointing. Dan Uggla's home run, that was his 6th. Henry Ramirez, his 6th as well.
Lincecum,
Dylan Romota, safe.
This is the second straight Lincecum start that was spoiled a little bit by the bullpen start against the Phillies last week. In this start, I mean, they end up winning this one, but got to be a concern for the Giants that their bullpen can't protect their best pitcher.
Yeah, that is a little bit of concern. 3 runs in 7, that's a quality start, but 13 strikeouts, ERA up to 1.7.
Anibal Sanchez started for the Marlins. He went 6, allowed 3 runs on 5 hits. Quality start for him.
Yep.
Last game we're going to talk about in depth on Tuesday. Padres 3, Rockies 2.
Padres 3, Rockies 2. This was a walk-off in the 9th inning in this one. Chase Headley, another player having a pretty good year.
Yeah, Chase Headley with the game-winning single in the 9th inning. The win goes to Heath Bell, closer for the Padres. And Francisco Morales takes his 3rd loss of the year after Manny Corpus blows the save in the 8th inning. Morales, 4.09 ERA on the year.
Yeah, in the 8th inning, Jerry Hairston Jr. hits the sac fly in the eighth, so the Padres down 2-1 going into that eighth inning before finally scoring it. Only 16,000 in Petco.
The run scoring plays for the Rockies, RBIs for Carlos Gonzalez and Todd Helton. That's really where the best players have been in this lineup. Gonzalez hitting second tonight. His ERA, batting average, was 3.26. I also want to talk about Wade LeBlanc. What do you think of his start to the year? Is he something he can continue?
23 and a third, has given up only three earned. That's a 1.16 ERA. I think he might be a decent pickup. He's not going to continue this pace, no. But I think I could see something around a 3.8, 3.6, maybe even. Like, he could be pretty good.
Currently owned in 19.7% of ESPN Fantasy Leagues.
Needs to be more.
Let's walk through the remaining games from Tuesday, 15-game slate. We've talked about four. That leaves 11 left. Shane, get us started.
All right. Blue Jays beat the Indians 8-5. Jose Bautista hits his sixth home run. Bautista having a very good start. Rick Romero gives up five earned as Cleveland has a four-run third, but still strikes out nine in his five innings of work. He improves to 3-1 with the win. Scott Lewis, the loss, he's 2-1. Kevin Gregg, his seventh save.
The Yankees top the Orioles 4-1. Yankees improved to 18-8. A little bit of a pitcher's duel for a while here. A.J. Burnett versus Brian Matthews. Burnett improves to 4-0. Matthews drops to 2-2. The save, Joba Chamberlain picks up his second of the year.
Yeah, that's due to possible injury to Mariano Rivera, which, of course, is something to watch out for. Mild inflammation in his side. They're saying it's day-to-day, but it looks like Job is going to be backup behind him. Also injury news for the Yankees. Andy Pettit had an MRI on his left elbow. Mild inflammation. May miss his next start versus Detroit. Peter, can you guess Andy Pettit's ERA this year?
It's high. It's like 9-ish?
2.08, and he's 4-0.
Oh, see?
See, Peter, completely off now. We're having fun today.
I try not to pay attention to the Yankee statistics.
All right. Toronto leads the... we were just talking about Toronto. They lead the league in homers and strikeouts.
Can you try to like match up your notes to the game that's going on?
Well, they're not in order as where how we're going over them. But moving on.
Angels, Red Sox.
Yeah. Red Sox 5, Angels 1. Kevin Jepsen lost his own one. Lester, the win, he's 2-2. Boston scores four runs in the bottom of the eighth to win it 5-1.
The Royals beat up on the White Sox 7-2. Both teams now 11-16 after Tuesday. Royals get 16 hits in this one. Luke Hochaver finally putting it together a little bit. He's 3-1. Gavin Floyd having a down year. He's 1-3.
I can see him bouncing back. There's a lot of weird things going on with Gavin Floyd.
Carlos Guillen and Alex Aviles hit home runs for Kansas City. A.J. Pierzynski contributes his first of the year, a solo shot for the White Sox.
Speaking of Aviles, just getting called up from AAA Omaha. He's starting because, you know who got sent down last weekend? We failed to mention this. Alex Gordon.
Wow.
Moving to left field, currently in Omaha. Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. Twins 4, Tigers 3. Each score in the ninth inning, so the Twins walk off with this one in the fourth. New guy for Detroit just got called up due to an injury before. I can't remember who it was, but Brennan Bosch hitting 324, his second home run in this one. Very hot start. I don't think that will continue. Nick Blackburn's 2-1 with the win. Ryan Perry, the loss, he's 1-2.
So that must mean Blackburn pitched a complete game, because otherwise it doesn't make sense for him to have
done that. That's factually accurate.
Athletics topped the Rangers 7-6. Five RBIs for Ryan Sweeney in this game. The Athletics and the Rangers seem to be playing each other constantly and beating up on each other constantly. Brad Ziegler, the win, his first of the year, he's 1-2. Scott Feldman drops to 1-3. Andrew Bailey, his fourth save. Vlad Guerrero hits his third, and Sweeney contributes his first home run of the year for Oakland.
Yes. Rays 5, Mariners 2. This is a fun series out west. James Shields, very good start. He improves to 4-0. Struck out 10. Jason Vargas, the loss, he's 2-2. Rafi Soriano, his seventh save. Evan Longoria, his seventh home run.
Moving over to the National League, the Braves fall to the Nationals. What is going on with Leivon Hernandez? He's 4-1, just dominates the Braves in this game.
Gave up two.
He's 4-1. Kenshin Kawakami's awful. He's 0-5. Matt Kapp, save number 11. Nationals improved 14-12 with this one. Homers, Hayward is 8th, Adam Dunn his 5th, Willingham his 4th, and Ian Desmond hits dinger number 2 for the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, Jason Hayward hurt in this game and day-to-day, but it seems to be pinch hitting every day and still batting 1,000. So yeah, that Kenshin Kawakami also hurt, but it doesn't look like he's going to miss his next start, although the Braves might wish he would. Pirates 3, Cubs 2, game game in this series.
Game one.
Game one of the three-game sweep, eventually. We'll get to that. Paul Mahalan, 2-2 with the win. Ryan Dempster, the loss. He's 2-2. Octavio Dotel, his fourth save. Ryan Church, it's his first. Andy LaRoche, his third. Two boys on my team. Alfonso Soriano, his seventh. Giovanni Soto, his fourth.
Diamondbacks top the Astros 1-0. The pitcher's duel here. Ian Kennedy pitches well. He's 2-1. Roy Oswalt drops to 2-4. Check calls. Save number 6. Justin Upton hits home run number 5. The only run scored in this game.
Yes. Third inning home run. Brewers 11, Dodgers 6. 9-run second inning for the Milwaukee Brewers. Clayton Kershaw absolutely murdered in this one. He falls to 1-2. Chris Narvison, the win, he's 2-0. Greg Zahn, his first homer. Brad Prince Fielder, his third. James Loney, his second for the Dodgers.
15 hits for the Brew Crew in that one.
Yes.
Let's talk about Wednesday's game. We're going to start with the game that Shane and I, first baseball game of the year. Phillies 4, Cardinals nothing. And I'd say the story from this one is Kyle Kendrick actually pitched a decent game.
He did. See, I take from this story is Tony La Russa needs to get better at arguing. Because he was right on that Brendan Ryan call. That was one of the worst calls ever.
There were a couple calls that were very bang-bang, one of which was pretty clearly the Cardinals got screwed. And La Russa did not actually appear all that intent on arguing these calls. He kind of walked out, just sort of stood there for a few minutes while the fans booed him, and then walked back to the dugout.
Yeah, and it was Brendan Ryan can't buy a hit. Currently hitting 190. However, he was clearly safe on the play at first. He shouldn't have dove. He probably would have been called safe if he
Ryan
hadn't.
Also grounded into a double play in this one.
Yeah, a key double play with two on and possibly he would have been, what, tying run?
Something like that, yeah.
It would have been a key hit if he had come through, but he didn't. Kendrick, yeah, 7 innings, no runs. Of course, this was a shutout. He gets a win. He's 1-1. Brad Payne, the loss. He's 3-2. Homers. Placido Polanco is 4th. Shane Victorino is 6th. The Cardinals have come into this game not allowing a home run in the last 24 innings, and then Polanco and Victorino homer in this one.
Well, after the Ruiz won the night before.
Well, yes. So,
Starters,
yes. Juan Castro injured his hamstring. He's not playing. Yes, he didn't play yesterday, and he left in the 7th inning here. Wilson Valdez looks to take over while he is day-to-day. Either way, neither of them are very good.
Brad Penny pitched well in this one, gets a quality start, but ultimately he's victorized by the Phillies' power, which comes from all different parts of the order. It's the top of the order in this one. Polanco's home run was a deep fly ball. Victorino's a little shorter, but Polanco, I think we knew it was gone the minute it went off the bat.
Yeah, that was pretty obvious. But, well, from sitting from the 17th row, you'd tell everyone. Just saying, it wasn't a particularly great game compared to the games we used to analyze, but it was a good game to go to, and we were there, so we figured it's better to bring it to you live.
And in person.
Live. Of all time.
All time!
Don't get it.
And while we're out there, you know, one thing about being at the game that's great is Phils have the out-of-town scoreboard literally right in front of our seats. Like, we pay attention to the whole game. Get in, take our seats, notice the Reds top the Mets 5-4.
As I noticed,
12:35.
Yes, this is an early game in Cincinnati, and the Reds walk off in the 10th after the Mets tied it up in the 9th. Mets and the Reds, great game. Mets, yeah. Orlando Cabrera, 373 feet, and gets to walk home.
Yeah, that's nice of him. Jeff Francoeur with the sac fly tied in the 9th. Also homers from David Wright, Johnny Gomes, and Brandon Phillips in this game. Jonathan Knees, I picked him up. He's loitering around on my team right now, but didn't help my whip by allowing 12 hits in this game. Whip of 2, only allows 4 earned runs through 6. Pedro Feliciano settled with the loss by allowing Orlando Cabrera to hit the 5th pitch he saw out of the park. Johnny Cueto started for the Reds.
Yeah, Micah Owings, the win. He's 3-0. A lot of home runs in this series so far. Been a lot. I think there's something like 8 home runs.
Yeah, but the Great American Ballpark is
small
not
park.
A pitcher's park.
No.
Although, I guess it is a Great American Ballpark. You know, I know that's a corporate sponsor name. Still seems kind of like bragging.
Yeah, this is true. It's the right day.
Yeah, because as we were watching this, we were noticing the Braves and the Nationals, neither team could seem to break away. Even as we drove away from the park, still tied. Braves ultimately crack it open in the 10th, win it 7-6, Braves over the Nats. Game-winning single, Matt Diaz knocks in Hicks of the Braves.
Yeah, this is the game where Hayward left in the bottom of the second inning. It was sore right groin. Doesn't matter, he still pinched it the next day. We're going to talk about that in a second. This game was good.
Omar Infante and Ian Desmond hit homers in this one. Tommy Hansen pitches 6 innings, allows 4 in runs. His ERA on the year is 2.83. Matt Capps gets his first loss of the year. He pitched 2 innings, which is probably an inning too many. Billy Wagner, his third save for the Braves and the win. Chris Medlin.
Yep, I like Medlin. I think he's somebody to watch next year as a starter.
Brian Burney and Tyler Walker are not having great seasons for the Nationals. I know that they pitched well in this one, but they have an average ERA of 5.83.
Yeah.
And that's one of them's 5.87 and one of them's 5.79. So, I mean, that's the same player, basically.
Either way, it's not good. Tyler Clippard, though, very good for the Nationals.
Yeah, I like Clippard.
It's on my team. Got the win.
I believe Clippard used to play for the Phillies, didn't he?
That was Tyler Walker.
Oh, I get all my Tylers confused.
All right, one more game from, what was this, Wednesday? Rays 8, Mariners 3.
Rays are the first team to win 20 this year.
First team to win 20. They're also leading the 1 through 13 league that we're doing this year. Cliff Lee, his second start's not a good one.
I pitched 8, but he does allow 5 runs, 10 hits, 4 earned. He drops 0-1. Matt Garza.
Has he walked anybody this year?
I am not sure. Matt Garza, another studly outing. He's 5-1, only allows 5 hits. Has he walked anyone? No, no walks.
No walks for Cliff Lee this year. There you go.
Whip 0.87 and hasn't won a start yet.
Yeah, that's pretty disappointing.
Garza strikes out 5, does allow a home run in the 4th to Franklin Gutierrez, homer to right, 2-run homer, and then from there, the Rays score 8 consecutive runs before a RBI ground out in the 9th for Seattle.
Yeah, that Franklin Gutierrez home run, the first home run for the Seattle Mariners since April 25th. No, who hit it on the 25th?
Franklin Gutierrez.
That's right.
That's embarrassing.
That is pretty bad.
I cannot believe how much the Mariners disappointed me. I think a lot of it has to do with Sean Figgins has been a huge disappointment. There's big problems with
Marion.
There's big problems with Marion Milton Jose Bradley. Lopez.
Milton Bradley's on the restricted list as he's trying to get help with his assorted problems, so he won't be back for a few weeks.
Ken Griffey hitting .212. He's in the 5-hole. Jose Lopez hitting .216. Not a lot of pop going on right here. And Rob Johnson's been awful on the plate.
Yeah, .154, but it's not like we didn't say that in the beginning of the year.
The only bright spots, Ichiro, like he is every year, and Franklin Gutierrez is hitting .353. If you're looking for a guy to vote for in the All-Star game, he is officially endorsed by me.
And me. I love Franklin Gutierrez, man. That guy's a stud. All right, other games from the 5th of May.
Yeah, Blue Jays top the Indians 5-4. That is a sweep for Toronto. Jason Fraser's 1-1. The loss, Chris Perez, 0-2. Adam Lind hits his 5th. Travis Hafner, his 3rd for Cleveland.
As Drubal Cabrera didn't play in that game or the game before, he had been day-to-day. Looks to be back sometime this weekend. That's something to watch. Adam Lind's home run, the 2-run homer in the 9th that propelled the Jays to win. They were winning 5-4 with a 3-run 9th inning. Orioles 5, Yankees 7. It's a sweep of the O's as the Yankees win it. Andy Pettitte here, 4-0. This is the game where Pettitte gets hurt. David Hernandez 0-4. Alfredo Aceves his first save as they just used Chamberlain a couple nights in a row. Ty Wigginton his 9th home run, Peter 9. Matt Wieters his 4th, Nolan Reimold his 2nd. They went back to back in the 9th inning. Nick Johnson his 2nd for the Yankees. Nick Swisher his 5th.
The Twins top the Tigers.
One more thing. Starters for the Yankees against Baltimore, 5-0 with a 1.3 ERA this year.
That's really not saying much of anything.
1.3 ERA. Tigers, Twins, don't stop you.
Yeah, we have 3 straight sweeps in the American League to get us started here. The Tigers get swept. Kevin Slovey, the win, he's 4-2. Rick Porcello drops 2-3. John Rausch, save number 8 for him. Detroit, even though they score 1 in the 9th, not enough to catch up to Minnesota. 2 homers for Miggy Cabrera in this one, and 2 home runs for Alex Avila.
I dropped Avila the day before to pick up Ramos, and I have Miguel Cabrera. I could have had 4 home runs from 1 team, 2 players, 1 team, 1 game. Didn't do it because I dropped Avila. Very salty. Athletics 4, Rangers 1. First place in the West, back to Oakland, and Oakland is 15-14 after this one, so not too much of an accomplishment. Win for Trevor Cahill's 1-1. Colby Lewis falls to 3-1, his first loss of the year, despite giving up not too bad 3 runs. Andrew Bailey, his 5th save. Eric Patterson, his 2nd home run.
The Red Sox win it 3-1 in a revenge matchup for Jonathan Lackey. I don't think there's any bad blood between him and the Angels. I just like the idea of a revenge matchup. The Angels, 2 hits in this game. One of which is a home run for Brandon Wood. John Lackey moves to 3-1. Joel, he pitched 7 in this one, allowed both hits. Joel Pinheiro drops 2-4. Jonathan Papelbon, save number 8. David Ortiz and Adrian Beltre hit their 4th and 2nd, respectively, for Boston.
See, because it's not in the same order, I mentioned the Detroit thing. J.J. Hardy scratched with a jammed left wrist, but he's returning this weekend, so he should start actually today. Johnny Damon left calf strain. He was replaced by Ryan Rayburn. Damon is day-to-day. No word yet on when he should be back, but day-to-day, usually not too much of a worry. White Sox 9, Royals 2. Freddy Garcia finally gets a win. He's 1-2. Brian Bannister falls to 1-2. Andrew Jones, 9th home run. Alex Rios is 4th.
I would not have called Rios having fewer home runs than Andrew Jones at this point in the season.
I might have said they would have been close, but I wouldn't have said Jones would have 9. Nine is a lot.
In the National League, the Pirates win their second in a 3-game series over the Cubs. 4-2, the final. Pirates improved to 12-15. Charlie Morton gets his first win. He's 1-5. Ted Lilly takes the loss, 1-2. Octavio Dotel, save number 5. Ryan Church, his second homer of the year.
And second in 2 games. Giants 3, Marlins 2. Barry Zito, again, insane. 5-0 now. Nate Robertson, the loss. He's 2-3. Brian Wilson, his 5th save. Aaron Rowan, his 3rd home run, second in 2 games as well.
Florida doesn't score a run until the 8th in this one.
Yeah, Barry Zito absolutely on fire.
Astros 4, Diamondbacks 2. The Astros, who've been very streaky all year, improved to 9-18 with this win. I think they'll be the first team to 20 losses.
I think they will be. Matt Lindstrom, the win. He's 1-0. Juan Gutierrez, 0-4. He's been a disaster in the back of the Diamondbacks bullpen. That's why Chad Qualls is still going to be the closer despite an ERA over 8. Houston gets 2 in the bottom of the ninth, so this is a walk-off. And it's Carlos Lee with the big walk-off. His first of the year. Tommy Manzella, also his first of the year. Might be his only one all year.
Not good when Carlos Lee and Tommy Manzella have the same number of home runs.
Right. And Manzella had more for about 7 innings.
Let's talk about the Rockies and the Padres. Rockies win.
Peter didn't want to talk about this. I wanted to go in-depth on this. Peter said no.
Rockies win it in 12. We're already running long. We actually got to hurry it up a little bit. Rockies win it in 12 on a home run by Ian Stewart in the 12th. Padres dropped to 17-11. Manny Corpus, the win. Lost Tim Stauffer. It's 2-1. And the aforementioned home run by Ian Stewart. Anything you want to say about this?
Well, now that you're rushing everybody. Brewers 11, Dodgers 3. Dodgers, it's been ugly so far. Brewers score 4 in the first, 5 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th. Doug Davis, the win, he's 1-3. Chad Billingsley, 2-2. 14 combined runs and 15 and 25 combined hits, no home runs.
It's a bad sign when your team allows Doug Davis to get his first win. That's not what we like to hear.
That's factually accurate. 2 games in depth from yesterday, Thursday. What was Thursday, Peter?
It was your birthday.
That's right. So, good for me.
Leave how long I had to think about it.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. What? That's bad. What? All right, it was a great game between Texas and Kansas. I got to listen to a lot of this on the radio. I had to go all the way out to Harrisburg yesterday, back and forth. Lots of baseball on the radio. Yes.
Lunatic game.
Yeah. Texas gets off to an 8-0 lead through 3 innings. 8-0, blows it all up. Kansas City gets 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, 5 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th, and 1 in the 8th. So they're actually ahead 12-11 going into the bottom of the 8th. Back-to-back home runs from Josh Hamilton and Vlad Guerrero, and this is just out of control. Ian Kinsler gets some hits in here, 3-for-4, absolutely insane.
It's like a game of craps or blackjack. They got their money, they frittered it all away, and they just
kept on coming ahead.
Big first, huge third, just capped by Justin Smoke, 3-run homer.
But my team had a great day from this game.
Scott Pesednik hits a 3-run homer to tie it at 9 in the 6th. Vlad Guerrero hits 1 to knock in 2 in the 6th. Alberto Callaspo hits a home run in the 7th. Billy Butler hit 1 in the 4th. And then Josh Hamilton, Vlad Guerrero in the 8th. Also,
Vlad's second home run of the game.
Kila Kaihue.
This guy's awesome. I just can't pronounce his name. He just came up, but he's
first
awesome.
First at-bat of the year. Only at-bat of the year. It's a single. His batting average, a sterling 1,000.
Yeah, 4 RBIs for Guerrero, 3 each for Smoke and Hamilton, 3 hits each for Kinsler and David Murphy and Josh Hamilton. And that's just Rangers.
You know who didn't get hits for Texas Rangers? Julio Bourbon.
And Matt Traynor. 0-for-4, fantasy goats in this one. Your team scores, 13 runs and you go 0-for-4, fantasy goat. Bah.
They joined Willie Bloomquist as the only starters not to get a hit in this baseball game.
And Bloomquist at least scored a run on a walk, so they at least complete not total loss. Kyle Davies, 4 runs, yeah. Nine runs, 4 innings.
He's your fantasy goat, 9 runs and 4 innings. Matt Harrison only allows 4 runs in 5 innings. And then it's Dustin Nippert who allows 5 runs in a third of an inning. That's
an ERA of what, 36?
Chris Ray blows the save.
45? Yeah.
Chris Ray blew the save in the 7th.
Frank Francisco!
Another decision. He's 4-3 with a 7.30 ERA. He allows a run on this one. Naftali Feliz, save number 7. Looks like they have a lockdown at the end of that bullpen.
And the 2 home runs off of Joaquin Soria. He gets the loss. He's 0-1. Nationals 3, Braves 2.
Scott Olsen was pitching a no-hitter into the eighth this one, which is a little ridiculous. He ends up allowing two hits and two runs. Jason Hayward with a single and then a throwing error that advances Nate McLeod to third. So two RBIs for Hayward in the eighth.
And that's a pinch hit.
And then Willie Harris wins it, walk-off in the ninth. Pudge Rodriguez and Adam Dunn hit homers in the first, in the fifth and seventh innings for Washington.
Yeah, Tyler Clippard the win. He's 4-0. I told you had to sit somewhere. ERA .42 for Clippard.
Tough situation for Peter Moylan here. He comes in after Eric O'Flaherty put a runner on base. Moylan allows two hits, but the loss gets tacked to O'Flaherty because it was his runner who scores. Tyler Clippard, we were just talking about him. He both blows the save and gets the win. His ERA, what is it, Shay?
ERA .42. Yeah.
That is outstanding.
Jackie Robinson.
Two homers for Ryan Zimmerman and Adam Dunn in this baseball game.
Not
two hits.
Two hits, not home runs. Yeah. Ivan Rodriguez's first home run, which is a homer error.
One bad thing, four combined errors for these two.
There's
teams.
Been so many errors. Like, it's absolutely...
I think...
Which team leads the league in errors?
Do you want Florida Marlins? I feel like errors are something that really goes down as teams get more into the season, but you should be in the season by
I know. It's 1/6 of the way there, and we're getting a little late. Other games from around the league on Thursday. Chase Utley gets caught stealing. This is one of the most important things in this Phillies game. Ended his streak.
Yeah, it's tough. A lot of emotions at this Phillies game with Robin Roberts having passed away in the morning.
The jersey's going to travel with them in the dugout.
But Roy Halladay picks up his sixth win of the season, allows two, only one earned, including big strikeout of Matt Holliday with the bases loaded. Kyle Loesch drops 0-2. We were talking at the game on...
Wednesday.
Game on Wednesday, that the matchup was Loesch versus Halladay, and I called it. That's a sit Loesch game for me. Glad I sat him because the Phillies knocked him around. Raleigh Banias hit one in the fifth. Jason Worth got things started in the first with a 3-run homer. Ryan Howard knocked in two in the second. Halladay just cruised in this one, just like usual.
Yeah. Jason Worth, 3-for-4, 2 runs, 2 doubles, 3 ribbies, and that home run.
Pretty remarkable. And then the big sweep for the Pirates over the Cubs.
First sweep of the Pirates over the Cubs since 2006. Lasting Milledge has a 4 RBI day. Andy the Roach, 0-for-2, scored 3 runs on 3 walks. Interesting stat line from him.
Score of the game was 11-1 Pirates, so this was not close.
No, 5-run first, 4-run fourth. Randy Wells, not a good day.
Yeah, he drops to 3-1.
Gave up 9.
Who got the win for Pirates?
Brian Burse, Orioles castoff, improves to 2-1. A lot of people I'm hearing actually like this move of Brian Burse to the Pirates. Also, Cubs news. Guess who got called up today? Starlin Castro. Pick him up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that one prospect we know from the Cubs organization.
Yeah, Starlin Castro is a stud at shortstop. You should pick him up. Looks like if he does start to play every day, they're going to might move Terrio to second and then sit Fontenot and Baker and have...
Plus, his name is Starlin. Even Starlin. If he sucks, you have a guy named Starlin on your team.
That's absolutely true. And he's going to play short, so I'm not sure if this injury thing. This just crossed the wire, so...
Giants top the Marlins 6-3. Ricky Nolasco drops to 2-2. Matt Cain is 2-1. Save from Brian Wilson is sixth. Nate Shireholtz, the aforementioned, hits his first homer of the year.
Also stole base. You know what we call that?
A good game.
The combo meal.
Wow, that's creative. The Marlins swept by the Giants.
Yes, Marlins sweep the Giants. Edgar Renteria left this game with a groin injury. He is now on the 15-day disabled list. Juan Uribe is definitely now playing every day. Not quite sure what they're going to play him in shortstop every day.
Yes.
Diamondbacks 6, Astros 3. Complete game for Dan Heron. Gives up only 3 runs. He improves to 4-1. Wandy Rodriguez drops to 1-4. Not a good start. Kelly Johnson now has 10 home runs.
Yeah, you know who else has 10 home runs? Andre Ethier, who hits a walk-off grand slam to put the Dodgers over the Brewers. How's this for crazy? 3-1 going into the ninth. Jonathan Broxton blows it, allows 2 runs to Milwaukee. And so it's 3-3, but then base loaded for Andre Ethier, who clobbers one. Win for Broxton is 2-0. LaTroy Hawkins drops to 0-3.
Despite the terrible game from Broxton, can I ask you...
But I will not answer.
Andre Ethier, batting average, runs, RBIs, and homers. If you had to guess. I left him off my All-Star ballot by accident.
320, 10 homers, 17 ribbies.
Yeah, well, 371... 10 homers, 30 ribbies, 19 runs scored.
Pretty remarkable.
Number 3, outfielder.
In the American League, the Red Sox top the Angels This completes a sweep. The Angels on a 7-game slide right now. Red Sox improve over 500. They're 15-14. Angels get it started with 4 in the first, and then the Red Sox turn it on in the 5th and 6th innings. Daisuke Matsuzaka win number 1 of the year. Scott Kazmaier is 2-2, mired in defeat here. Mike Napoli, his first for the Angels. Victor Martinez hits his second for Boston.
About time. First home run since like April 7th or something. Some dumb long time ago time. Danny Evelyn, yes.
That some was, dumb long time ago time.
Yes. Danny Evelyn, fifth straight win for the Blue Jays as Blue Jays are up 2-0 over the White Sox. White Sox dropped to 12-17. Blue Jays now 17-13 and 10-3. Not at the Rogers Center. Evelyn's 3-1. Can he keep that up? He's having a stupendous year. ERA right around 2, I believe.
He will start losing some games, but definitely a good start for him so far this year. ERA of 3.82.
All right, that was a little off there. But he had one really bad start and a couple really good ones. John Danks, 3-1. Kevin Gregg, his 8th save. Orioles beat the Twins.
I know, that's remarkable. Orioles get their 4th road win of the year, 8th overall. Orioles 8-21. So they are actually the first team to get 20
losses. Yeah, didn't I think that.
Brad Burgesson gets the win. He's 2-2. I guess the Astros will be the first in the NL. Carlos Pavano, second loss. Third loss, he's 3-3. Save.
Alfredo.
Alfredo Simon. This is like the third time
Simone
I looked him up
because it's his
third save. Ty Wigginton, home run number 10. And then it's the last game of yesterday, last game of this podcast because we got to roll.
Yeah, Rays 8, Mariners 0. Rays now 21-7, Mariners 11-17. Ryan Rollins-Smith lost. He's 0-2 as a Rays tack on 8 here. Jeff Niemann, very good start. Only 4 hits in the game for him. He's 2-0. Carl Crawford is 3rd save.
Yep.
And I mean, 3rd home run. Yes, Carl Crawford.
Very quickly, if there's anything you want to mention about Friday, that's it.
Anything I want to mention? No day baseball is sad for this. Phil Hughes is 1.44 the Yankees at the Red Sox. Carlos Silva comes back on long rest to play the Reds at 7:10. Mike Pelfrey comes back and goes against Jonathan Sanchez. ERAs each there of 2.4 and 2.48. And David Price, Gio Gonzalez, very good matchup out west at 10:05.
Matchup of the young guns. As always, you can find us on Facebook and on the web, sgussm.podomatic.com. I know we're cutting this short, but I have got to go places. Shane, it has been a fun podcast as always, and we'll be back with you as soon as we are physically able to do so.
Thinking about Sunday, possibly.
I'm thinking about Sunday as well.
See ya.
We're out.